Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indianapolis Colts on Tuesday had a town hall event hosted by Sports Illustrated's Peter King, and one of the topics of conversation was Andrew Luck, the Colts quarterback, who has been healthy, recovering, hurt, recovering, healthy, back to normal, back to throwing, not throwing, you get the point. He had his first public comments in some time at this town hall meeting in recorded comments with Peter King. He went on to, the Colts quarterback said, "Surgery is not an option for me right now. I feel very, very good about where I am, so that ship has sailed in my mind, which is also a bit of relief, I'm not going to lie." Luck is currently in California working out with some quarterback gurus trying to get his arm strength back to where it needs to be for NFL levels. Well, the Colts have an entirely new coaching staff. They have a general manager that's been, what, 1 year in charge now? They've got a draft around the corner and a quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, that NFL people seem to be high on. What's next for the Colts franchise? Well, getting their franchise quarterback under center would be a great start. Jacoby Brissett could be the backup. Do you keep him as an insurance policy? It looks like he's an asset moving forward. Maybe the Colts can get some immediate help with Brissett, either through draft picks or players that can jump on the field and win now. Hey, look around the AFC South. Jacksonville was in the AFC Championship game. Tennessee was in the playoffs, making noise, winning a game in Kansas City. Houston, with rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson, who put up tremendous numbers before a season-ending knee injury. The AFC South is a jungle. It's going to be a very interesting offseason. We'll keep track of it for you here. The Colts, the combine, the draft, the pieces of the puzzle all being put together here over the next couple of months. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana baseball coach Chris Lemonis weighing in as his season gets started. A great start, 3-1 on the road at Myrtle Beach last week. We talked to him before the year got going, and he gave us his thoughts on the early season Hoosiers.
We're excited. It's a great group of kids. They've worked extremely hard since we left Lexington last year at the end of the season. We were fortunate. We had some guys come back. We have a really good recruiting class that came in, and it's the fourth year of us being here. So we feel like we've built a team and we've had a chance to fill some gaps for us that we got a chance to be pretty good. We still got to go out and compete every day and stay healthy. But you probably know most of our guys because they've played a lot of college baseball. And experience in the Big Ten, I think, is huge. We have it on the mound. We have it defensively. We have it in our lineup. One of my biggest problems I'll have is keeping a lot of these very talented young players in the mix and happy because we have a really good recruiting class and some bright futures ahead with those guys. But it's also a lot of older kids, too. So it's a nice blend.
When the Hoosiers open their season, are they more concerned about what's going on in their dugout or what's going on in the opponent's dugout?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, obviously, it's about us going out there performing and executing and doing everything. On the flip side, our first 7 games and the next 10 days, I think we play 7 opponents. It's a nightmare for scouting. So we're watching game film and watching and doing and putting it all together because these games are real important to us. I mean, we need in our schedule and the type of program and the league that we're in, these are RPI games that we're playing. We schedule this way for a reason because we feel like we have to play the best in the country. And we feel like this weekend, when you look at this tournament, you may be hard-pressed to find 4, 5, 6 teams down there that, you know, all got top 25 capabilities.
The Hoosiers head to Port Charlotte, Florida for 3 more games this weekend. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.